This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? That felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
I'll tell you, it's a question I get a lot because it is a passion for some people. No. It's more like a religion to a lot of people that have cats, cat caretakers, who say, you know what, I must feed my cat only moist food. Well, I understand, but it's a bit more complicated than all that. It's really not about the moist food as it is about the protein. Having said that, moist food has more protein than dry food. Cats need water, and they tend not to drink water, and dry food doesn't have as much water content in it, although it has a surprising amount, not as much as moist food. So I don't know. It's a bit more complicated, and we will talk to an expert, Dr. Deb Greco, about that topic. I mean, she is one of the world's experts on that topic. And I will also talk about a passionate topic for me. Why the heck do we continue to declaw cats? Now British Columbia in Canada is looking at a ban. The entire state of California, they've banned declaw. Denver, Colorado has done the same. And now maybe BC, Canada will follow. Liv in Florida, how are ya?
I'm very well, thank you. And you?
I'm well, thank you very much. You must have a question.
Yes, our problem is we have an 8-year-old domestic short hair cat called Mac. He's adorable. But anyway, the problem we have is after eating, he brings up his food. Now, he does this fairly regularly, and it's totally undigested.
Mm.
We've tried sensitive digestion mm-hmm. products. What's puzzling about this is he'll do it for 2 or 3 days, and then it wouldn't happen for weeks and weeks.
Yeah.
And he's not listless. He's playful. He's, I'd say, 99% indoor cat. He does, you know, sneak out sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But, so it's not a hairball. It's just he doesn't digest it.
I understand. One of two possibilities, assuming you're correct, and I believe you are, if you say they are not hairballs, they're not.
There's nothing in there at all. No,
yeah.
just the food.
Yeah, so do you feed your cat all at once and say, here's your food?
No, he gets little portions at a time.
How little?
Yeah, maybe a couple of tablespoons.
Hmm. Because what's common, if it happens, does it happen right after your cat eats?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
What's common from... just based on your description, is cats who scarf down their food, or dogs for that matter,
yeah,
and pretty much inhale their food,
Yes.
It comes right back up.
Yeah.
So if you could feed your cat out of, is it moist food or dry food?
No, it is dry food.
So if you could feed your cat out of, say, little play and treat balls, we could send you a couple of those. They're little plastic balls with a hole.
And oh, really?
Yeah, most brands of kibble do fit in. You teach your cat how to roll it around. A piece or two or three of kibble tumbles out of the hole at a time, and your cat can't possibly scarf down all the food that
yeah.
way. But there are all sorts of other little tricks, too. You could put food in one of those little plastic tops that go on the moist food or go on your cans, say, mm-hmm. you know, of tomatoes or something. You know what I'm talking about? Turn the top upside down and put some food in there, some kibble in there, but four
uh-huh.
or five pieces and put them in different places around the house. Your cat will have fun searching for those different places the food is in once your cat understands the game. So
yeah.
that's and burn off some calories at the same time. So it's a good thing for those overweight cats, which we'll be talking about later in the show. But
uh-huh.
another advantage of it, again, is that they can't scarf down all the food.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You might have just, you know, hit on it. Because when he gets these treats, they're, of course, hand-fed to him one at a time. So, and he never brings those up.
Yeah. However, if my suggestion doesn't work, it really can be an issue with your cat's bowels.
Oh.
Yes. Uh-huh. And you really do need to go back to the veterinarian if that's the case.
Okay.
So if this doesn't work, it might well be a physiological problem. And
yeah.
it might be, you might need to do something more than just switch brands of food.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, you've given us something to work on.
And you know, for cats, it's never a bad idea. I've come to this place philosophically where I say what I'm about to say to you. So get ready. It's not a bad idea to feed cats, I'm not talking about dogs, talking about cats, at least some portion of their food, moist food.
Uh-huh.
So
mix it up a bit, yeah.
Yeah, and there are several different reasons for that. But if you feed some moist food and some dry food, and anytime you change food for a dog or a cat, do it gradually.
Yeah.
That might help the problem also.
Okay. Well, thank you, Steve. It was worth the call.
All right. Thanks a lot, Liv.
Thank you.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Coming up next, I get up on my soapbox about a surgery electively, something we do to cats that I think is unethical. Next. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston. Here, boy. We need you.
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. And then I heard, yummy, let's eat. That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Fluffy, puffy, cuddly, soft, quiet, sweet, curious, luxurious, playful, coy, indifferent, pedigree, domestic, long hair, short hair, hairless, careless, hot mess, tabby, crabby, calico, companion. There are a lot of words you could use to describe cats. Slow isn't one of them. And because cats are fast, there's Catigo for cats. New flea and tick protection that works at the speed of cats, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12. Catigo, made for a cat, fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You want answers?
Steve's here to help you stay on good terms with your best friend.
You can't handle the truth.
Call in with your questions at 866-554-PETS.
I try to keep her on a short leash. I try to calm her down.
And one of the questions I get a lot is, my cat is scratching on the sofa. My cat is scratching on my stereo speakers. What do I do about that? Well, the answer for some people historically in this country and in Canada has been to declaw the cats. Now, I want to explain what a declaw is. You are not just trimming the nails, and increasingly people understand this. In fact, I would argue that most cat caretakers now get what a declaw is. So bend your finger, any finger, take a finger, not that finger, take any other finger and point it, and then bend your finger at the knuckle and cut off the end of it. Right now, cut it off. That's an amputation, right? It's horrible, and that's what we're doing to our cats. Can they live pain-free with such a surgery for the rest of their lives? I don't think so. And now science is beginning to prove that. But even if that were the case, and even if it didn't, because now they walk differently, it even affects their gait. And that means maybe earlier arthritis, which means spine problems potentially. It means a whole host of other problems, behavior issues potentially. But even if none of that were the case, who does an elective amputation because the cat is inconveniencing us? And always there has been and there continues to be lots of behavior modification that we can do to absolutely encourage cats to scratch in the right places. But now something new has come along. And this something new has come along has pushed me over the edge to say, you know what, I am going to support the banning of declaw. And in British Columbia, Canada, they're in the process of wanting to do that right now. They've done it in Denver, Colorado. The entire state of California has banned declaw. And I can't think of many examples of people that have said to me, oh, here's my situation. And because of this situation, I really need to declaw my cat. I was talking to a well-known veterinarian, friend of the show, Dr. Margie Shirk, who says, you know what? America and to a degree Canada, I mean, these are the only places where declaw is ethically acceptable and oftentimes legally acceptable. And in other countries, so one of the excuses is, well, for immune-suppressed people, they're worried, and doctors are worried about them being scratched. Well, yeah, maybe, but then the answer might not be to have a cat. And I don't know, but I will tell you, in these other countries, people are also immune-suppressed, you know, and they don't seem to be dropping on the street because of their cat. So I think some of these arguments have been arguments that have always been stated, but when we think about it, really don't necessarily make a lot of sense. So there's a new tool. And this tool is what put me over the edge. The idea now that we can encourage with this tool cats to scratch in all the right places. Now, the behavior modification still works, and I'm all for that. But this is a product that encourages cats to do what we want them to do, to vertically scratch. So you get a scratching post, a vertical scratching post, and then you apply a product called Feel-A-Scratch. Can be purchased in lots of places, lots of pet stores, as well as online, called Feel-A-Scratch. It comes in a little blue pipette. You simply apply it to the scratching post itself, down a vertical line about two-thirds or three-quarters of the way down the post. Now, the scratching post you get, you have to make the right choice. It needs to be a sturdy post. Most cats, though not all, cats are individuals too, like sisal or sisal. I don't know the right way to say that. It depends where you are in America is how you say that. But it's that ropey stuff that goes around the scratching post. They like to dig their claws into that. So that seems to be their favorite. So you apply it. It's blue. Why is the product blue? Because that waves to the cat. Look. There's something here. You know, when cats scratch, it's not only about the scent, and they are depositing scent in all sorts of different ways. You know, like I write a column on my blog, stevedale.tv, Cats write their own columns on their scratching post. But also it's a visual marker that says, look, somebody says, look here. And in this product, there are two things. There is catnip, which attracts the cats from further away to investigate. You know, you smell catnip. If you're a cat, you'll probably investigate. But what's more, it's a pheromone. And this pheromone is found interdigitally between the cat's paws. And that's what they're depositing when cats scratch. They are leaving that pheromone marker that we don't smell, but cats sense and communicate with one another. And it works. It says scratch here. It's a sign that says scratch here. I love it. Again, it's called Feel a Scratch. I also increasingly am on board with communities saying, you know what? We don't need to declaw anymore. It should be banned. Coming up next, a conversation with legendary veterinarian Dr. Deb Greco, who will tell us how much protein our cats really need or maybe don't need, as well as an opportunity for you to get a free, I love that word, sample of a new cat food.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Don't worry, he's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Dr. Deb Greco is a well-known leader in veterinary medicine, senior research scientist at Purina. Dr. Greco, I get asked this almost all the time. It's, what do I feed my cat? Should it be moist food? Should it be dry food? How much protein do they really need? And I guess the P word, protein, is of prime importance.
Exactly. Protein is the number one ingredient or nutrient that cats need, and it's, you know, front and center in most of our formulations at Purina.
Yes. So you go to South Africa saying, I am going to be inspired by the African wildcat. Tell me about that.
Yes. It was a great trip. It was a few years ago, and they sent about six experts. I was one of them. We also had a behaviorist and a nutritionist. And we wanted to see how the wildcat ate, how they drank, how they interacted with their environment, and how they hunted.
Now, we're actually talking about a cat called the wildcat, the African wildcat. That's a genetic ancestor to which your little cat sitting in your lap right now actually came from, but their needs are surprisingly similar, I believe.
They are. In fact, they're quite similar. They have very few differences. Their legs are a little bit longer. They have some different markings. They look mostly like a gray tabby with some red points on it.
Now, dry food may fall short, only dry food for some cats, when it comes to satisfying what they really want as far as texture, because texture is really important to cats, how it feels in their mouth. And also what's most important is the amount of protein at the end of the day, but you can get that in either dry or moist, I think.
You can, Purina One True Instinct, one of the observations that we made was that these cats really did enjoy different textures. So when they're hunting and they're eating prey, they're eating things like skin and bone, and which has crunch. And they also have, of course, the muscle parts and the organs, and those are more of a moist texture.
So what you just explained really illustrates why texture, in part, really illustrates why texture is so important to cats. What should we look for, and what Purina One True Instinct has early on in the label? Is first the protein ingredient, should that be in any pet food or cat food, specifically cat food?
Yes, yeah, specifically if we're looking at the nutrient profile, you should see that the protein levels are up in the, you know, high 30s, 40s. Some will even go into the 50s, but that's unusual. So protein first, you know, as the main ingredient, and then followed by fat.
Now, this is Purina One True Instinct. It's for cats. And we have an exciting announcement. I love this word. The word is free. So if you go to purinaone.com/trytrueinstincts, you get a free sample, I'm told?
Yes, a free sample. And the trial is really important because yeah, that's how people can tell, yeah, and see for themselves if the food is helping their cats, and I think they'll be pleased with the results.
Yeah, I think it's ocean whitefish that is specifically the sample that you will get. So how can you tell? How do you know if this is the right diet for your cat? And I know what I just asked you necessitates an hour lecture from you, but if you could do it in 1 minute, that would be great.
Sure. I think what you're going to look for is, A, the cat likes it, so it's palatable. B, the cat is healthy and happy and running around. His eyes are bright. His skin and coat, you may see a change in that for the better. And the cat's more playful, probably.
All right, purina1.com/trytrueinstinct. And you can get a free, my favorite word, sample of the product we're talking about, Purina One True Instinct for Cats. Dr. Deb Greco, thank you so much.
Thank you.
If you're on Facebook, look for me. Just type in my name in the search engine, Steve Dale, and like my fan page. Thousands of people have done it. And you can also check out my newsletter. It's on my website. That is stevedale.tv. Just go to any of the blog posts, and toward the bottom of the blog post or on the home page of my site, you can sign up for my newsletter. Just type in your email address. That's all there is to it. And it's free and easy. Both are good.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show, traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. In Illinois, Sarah, I bet you're smiling. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm okay. You hear that a lot, huh? The reference, of course, is the Hall & Oates song.
Oh, right. Of course.
Of course. Of course. 1976, you probably weren't even born.
Not quite then. No, I was not. Maybe a couple years later.
So I am the only person who has said this.
Yes.
I like that. So do you have a dog or cat smiling? Is that why you're calling?
So I'm actually calling. It's an interesting scenario. I went on a trip for a total of 4 days, and I have a cat. His name is Chicken.
Well, there, right there. Now I know the problem.
So he is kind of a sassy cat, generally, and he's very much loyal to his owners,
okay.
Who are myself and my boyfriend, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were gone for 4 days, and my sister cat sat him. And when we got back from the trip, I was expecting him to be really excited to see myself and Kevin. You know, it had been 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I opened the door, and he just kind of he's seated. He's not walking over to the door like he usually does. He's seated, and he's quiet. And he's just, his eyes are wide open, like he's in shock or something. And so, you know, we put our luggage down, and we kind of get adjusted, and you know, I noticed he's definitely acting sort of more timid than usual. He's still kind of rubbing up on some furniture, but I also have to add that he's usually a very vocal cat.
Mm-hmm.
So he's very quiet at this point, and it's a little odd. So anyway, we finally get adjusted, and we're sitting in the living room, and Chicken is in the other room. And out of nowhere, I have to reenact the sound because there's no other way to explain it.
Okay.
He goes, meow, ow.
Just like that.
And he did it for a long time, to the point where Kevin and I looked at each other, and in alarm, we both jumped off of the couch and ran to the living room, only to see him just sitting there. There was no rhyme or reason. It's not like he was chattering, you know, at some birds out of the window, which he doesn't even really ever do. So, and he kind of did this a couple of times when we got back, and I was wondering if you had any insight on this.
Wow. All right. Did you ask your sister if he made this sound when she was there, and had you ever heard it before?
Well, I told my sister about it, and she was just like, what do you mean? I don't know what you're talking about. And then he's never done anything like that before. He is very vocal, but he's a meow monster. That's
mm-hmm.
all.
Yeah, but very vocal. So sometimes cats will say different things, and what your cat is saying in cat language, I don't have a clue, except it doesn't sound bad. So I have a couple of questions for you. How many days were you gone? And is this the first time that you've left Chicken?
We were gone from Saturday morning at 4 in the morning through till Tuesday.
Okay. And is this the first time that you've done that?
No, we've left him alone before, but not for this long.
Okay.
This was the longest.
All right. So cats, more than anything else, like structure. And especially if the cat parents or you are home a lot for the cat, cats get used to that. And they get used to just our lifestyle. So whether you know it or not, you are probably keeping a similar schedule from week to week to week to week. And cats actually are well aware of that. As if you think about it, most cat owners know. So if for some reason you typically feed your cat at 6 o'clock and then you're on the phone at 6 o'clock one day, and it's now 6:15, 6:20, your cat will tell you, you know, I was supposed to be fed 20 minutes ago, right? I mean, we all know that. And cats, the more structured their life is, to a degree, the more they enjoy it. They know they like having expectations met, and they do have many expectations that we need to meet. I hope that isn't the sound your cat makes.
No.
Okay. So then you take that away from the cat. Your sister comes in with her schedule, and this is the first time you said that you've been gone that long. So a cat that's so bonded, as you began, I mean, you began this whole thing by saying, well, my cat's really bonded to me. So would it be a surprise? I mean, we have no way of telling the cat, I'm going to be away, I'll be back, don't worry, you know my sister, everything will be fine. There's no way to explain that to the cat. All the cat knows is that now you're gone, this other person is here, a strange person maybe, if the cat doesn't have a relationship with your sister. But in any which case, it's not you, and that is upsetting to many cats. So next time you go away, plug in a feel-away diffuser. That is a copy of a pheromone. So when your cat rubs against those chair legs or your leg, your cat is depositing a pheromone that's saying, well, this is pretty good. It's my place, and it's all about me, and I'm kind of a relaxed kitty. And it's that sort of relaxed feel that'll help a little bit. Providing different toys and rotating those toys, playing is a great stress buster. So whoever cat sits, if they play with the cat, that's helpful. But at the end of the day, you're still not there. I mean, we can do things that'll help. And it doesn't sound like your cat was extraordinarily stressed out. The other thing is...
No, yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
That lots of cats... That's okay. Lots of cats will greet us at the door when we come home.
Right.
Just because your cat is not greeting you doesn't tell you that your cat isn't missing you. If just two ants come over and one ant smothers that cat and loves on that cat and the other ant doesn't really like cats and just sits in a corner totally ignoring the cat, who's the cat going to go up to?
The one that is ignoring...
Right.
Cats.
Because in, that's totally correct. Because in cat language, cats are not effusive in general. And listen, lots of cats do come to the door to greet us. I know that. I understand that. But it isn't necessarily impolite. Now you've become kind of a stranger to the cat. Where have you been? You've been gone all this time. I'm anthropomorphizing a heck here a lot. But you get the general idea. In any case, you haven't been there. That is fact. Now you're there. And in cat language, that is how cats greet one another from a distance and
yes.
Check things out. And I'm going to come up to you in good time. But this doesn't mean I don't care about you. I'm just being a cat. And that's kind of what's going on. And I know you were surprised that you didn't get this enormous greeting that you would from a golden retriever. But
right.
But you have a cat. And
I know.
That is
it
not. Now, there are lots of cats who will run up to the door, especially cats who live with dogs. But a lot of cats will run up to the door and like, oh, my God, where have you been? And then they'll talk for an hour and a half. Meow, meow, meow. And they'll lecture you about, oh, my gosh, I've been. How do you expect me to handle this alone? I had to pay for the mortgage. I had to deal with, you know, it's not easy. But other cats will just kind of hang out as if you never were gone. Other cats will hang out and they know you've been gone. They act like you've been gone. You know, it really is all individual, just like it is with people.
Right. It depends on the personality of the cat. Exactly.
Totally. Now, why your cat made that noise that sounds like what?
It sounds like meow. like a little witch cackle.
I don't know. But it does sound to me like an extension. Now, if your cat's actually coughing when your cat is making that sound, that's another story. That's a medical issue. And cats normally don't cough, incidentally. Huh. So if anyone is a coughing cat, see your veterinarian, because that is a concern for me. It could be any number of things, but that is not normal. But if your cat is going meow and then making that other sound and is not coughing but just making that sound, then that's just an extension. We all talk and say different things at different times.
Yeah, his was definitely an extension of his meow.
Right.
It sounded like a chattering. Right.
Yeah, and actually, in general terms, without hearing it, I mean really hearing it, in general terms, chattering is like, oh, I'm having fun, I'm watching something. So I don't know if your cat was watching something like the birds out the window, but not because your cat wasn't near the window. But if your cat was watching something on TV, if your cat was thinking about something, I mean, cats will even make sounds in their sleep as dogs will, as people will, you know. So I don't know, but I'm not worried about what that sound is.
Yeah. But I think for the next time, we'll definitely invest in maybe those diffusers because we have a bigger trip coming up.
No. We're going to send you at least one of those diffusers and save you a little bit of money.
Oh, gosh.
All right, so hold on so we can get your address and do that. Make that sound for me one more time.
Meow.
I love it. Sarah, keep smiling. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Call 866-554-PETS. But if you're the type that says, I really don't want to talk on the telephone, I don't want him to hear voice, I hate the way my voice sounds on the radio, you can email me, steve@petworldradio.net. And in fact, the email question we talk about next will be about a dog who goes and does business outside, but he doesn't want to lift his leg. What's going on with that dude? Next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Catago for Cats presents A Quick Joke from a Cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree? Because he was afraid of the bark. Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand. Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catago. Flea and tick control made just for them. Killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes, I am.
Catago. Made for a cat? Fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
So there are two big dog shows now on television on NBC. One is the National Dog Show presented by Purina, a hugely successful show. I'm talking about the TV ratings are just like out of this world. And then similarly, there is, well, we go there. We talk about it. We will be celebrity-filled as we're in Hollywood. It's the, it's not the Hollywood Dog Show. It's the Beverly Hills Dog Show. Beverly Hills, Hollywood, it's all the same to me.
Three simple words.
You've got mail.
Woo-hoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, my dog doesn't want to lift his leg to urinate. This is a problem because he piddles on his own front legs. Oh, no. His beautiful cream-colored coat is now turning yellow. No more details needed. Getting this 50-pound dog into a bathtub every day is getting old. The veterinarian says everything is okay and my dog may catch on eventually. It's from Jenny in Illinois. Well, Jenny, your veterinarian is right. So why is your dog not cocking the leg? Well, first off, the answer has nothing to do with sex or sexuality or hormones or anything like that. It's more likely to do with the dog's social maturity, assuming the leg is okay. But you said you went to your veterinarian, so there's nothing medical going on. So how do we help this dog? The dog may be generally submissive or shy, so encourage him to be more confident and outgoing. Invite friendly dogs to your house for play sessions. Now, I don't think it does say in here anywhere, you know, so I don't know how old this dog is. So is this dog, and it's most likely to be the case, 10 months old, 11 months old, and you're saying by now this dog ought to be lifting his leg. Well, he has to have his personality and confidence catch up with his age, which probably will happen if you encourage a confident personality. Now, what if it never happens? Then you have a sloppy boy for life, and I'd get one of those shampoos that you could actually just apply to your dog. They're waterless shampoos. That's what they're called. They're available online and at most pet stores, and that'll be easier than sticking your 50-pound dog into a bathtub every day, and I imagine that would get old. Email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Go anywhere. Stay tuned for more of Steve Dale's Pet World.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks. calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychecks simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychecks payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychecks.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychecks. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Dr. Missy Bell is the medical affairs manager at IDEX. Tick disease really is, and I talk about this topic a lot, Dr. Bell. It's a huge concern. I talk to veterinary parasitologists who say, huge concern? That's not strong enough language. It's an epidemic.
Absolutely. We really want to make sure that everyone who has a pet is making sure that their dog is getting tested every year to look. We know in endemic areas where they're at risk, but on those emerging areas, that's where we need to make sure we're screening, because it tells us not only what's happening with our pets, but potentially in the family as well.
But why is, explain what we mean by screening, and then why is that important?
Well, screening testing is really important. It means we bring our dog in, blood samples drawn. We're used to testing for heartworm, but we can also test for tick-transmitted infections, things like Lyme and anaplasma and Ehrlichia. And we do that every year at a checkup.
And it's the same test, really.
It is all one test. We use our SNAP40X Plus test from IDEX, and it lets us test for all of those infections at one blood sample within about 10 minutes in the visit. This test tells us that a dog has been exposed to ticks. Right? And those ticks can carry more than one infection. So even if we find a dog that's been exposed to Ehrlichia, they might have been exposed to other things as well, just like Rocky Mountain spotted fever. So that becomes important because it tells us a little bit about what kind of ticks are in our area and how high that risk is for the pet.
So I want to talk about what that means to the pet. So let's say your pet does have Lyme disease. What does it mean?
Well, what we say is that if we detect antibodies to the organism that causes Lyme disease, we know that that organism has passed from the tick into the dog. And we don't know if the dog is handling that infection perfectly fine or if they're having a problem. So very often, the veterinarian will go on and do additional tests to kind of figure out how well is your dog managing that infection.
And it turns out maybe not as well as we might have thought. So the dog can act normal and still have, and now new research that, in fact, IDEX has done says, yeah, there can be some problems here.
That's right. So what we know today is that dogs don't always show clear clinical signs that they have this underlying Lyme infection. And we don't always know exactly what that infection sets them up for the rest of their life. So we have some new data coming out to show from our diagnostic testing that shows that dogs may be at increased risk of chronic kidney disease if they have had exposure to these infected ticks that are transmitting Borrelia burgdorferi or Lyme.
And this is more than just Lyme.
Absolutely. We also looked at data for dogs with Ehrlichia canis, and we found that they also had an increased risk of chronic kidney disease, up to 300% more risk.
Now that's huge, because chronic kidney disease is something you don't necessarily want your dog to have. So let's back it up again. Prevention is the best thing you can do, but testing the dog annually for various diseases. I mean, you can do the heartworm test anyway, we hope. So in addition to that, now you're testing your dog for Lyme, among other things. And the answer that I hear frequently is, well, I hear limping is a symptom. My dog isn't limping. Well, another symptom is the dog doesn't feel well, and it kind of waxes and wanes. And I believe it's the same thing for people. Unlike the person who can get up in the morning and say, you know, I feel awful today. I'm not going to go to work. Dogs rarely call in sick to work. And there's no way we can really notice. And if we do, we say, oh, the dog ran too much yesterday, or maybe it's an older dog, so the dog's just getting old and having off days. We excuse it as other things, and now you have real data to show there's something going on inside the dog. There's no way the dog can articulate that to us, possibly, and we know this is serious stuff.
Absolutely. So our data, this is a big data analysis. Over 800,000 dog samples or dogs in this study, retrospectively, we've looked at, and we can say that if we identified them as having had that Lyme infection, they had a 43% increased risk of having kidney disease at some point beyond that in their lifetime. So what that means for that dog that may be kind of waxing and waning or just getting older is that they really need that follow-up testing every year in addition to their screening, which looks at their kidney function and other biochemical parameters. That's sort of a minimum database mm-hmm. that the veterinarian will collect to say, how is this patient doing across all their organ systems? And that's really important. It helps us get some more information about the pet when they can't talk to us and tell us how they feel.
You know, it's not surprising news when you think about it. On the human side, I understand that even now with all, I mean, Lyme is not a new thing, and yet it's not fully understood. So we're learning more about it for our dogs and cats as well.
Absolutely.
Dr. Missy Bell, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Learn more at IDEX.com/ticks. Next week on the show, we're in California. Whoa! California, here we go.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalk Radio.